are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Locked On Timberwolves podcast.
Already rolling.
It's our we're rolling. We're coming in
just
hot.
A bowling ball rolling down the lane.
The Laugh, aka Tom Schreier, in studio along with Luke Inman. As well as,
are we really doing it?
We're doing it right now.
Live.
I'm doing it right now. We're doing it live. No, dude, I can't start over. This is happening. Andy Carlson in the studio as well. You may remember Luke and Andy from a recent episode.
AKA Torn Titties.
Torn Titter.
You got that Torn Titter.
Want to do the story again?
Nope.
How many times have we told? I mean, I told, I think, a reef. I think that was Neil.
Yeah, we'll tell it on the Andy Luker Reef Football Machine, so tune into that.
Tune in.
Cross promotion.
How's that?
Part of the
Get of the Podcast Network.
So, I don't know a ton about NBA, but I, as a Surface fan, I'm going to pick your brain right now. Let's talk about the game last night.
We can talk about the game.
Spurs.
Goes into the show plan.
Or were you on the road?
Out of town. On the road.
You ever been to San Antonio?
Never
Phenomenal
been.
I've heard
city.
It's sweet. Really good Mexican.
Never
area.
Walked.
They got
never
this river walk.
River. Never walked
oh,
it.
So sweet. Anyways, by the way, San Antonio, another powerhouse. I'm assuming, again, they're going to get, what, top four, be in the final four, as they always are.
Safe to
There's
assume,
not a lot of parody in the NBA, is there?
Hey, wait,
it's kind of like
stop
the same.
Did you see your boy Tim Fakeless work on the trade machine of Rubio for Kawhi Leonard?
It works.
It's going to happen.
I mean, if it works in the trade machine, it happens.
I'll take that.
For who, Ricky?
We're gonna
Ricky Rubio.
We're going to discuss Ricky Rubio trade rumors later in the program.
We got 13 minutes left, dude. You better hurry up.
Dude. Luke Inman on Twitter at Luke_SpinMan.
Appreciate it.
You tuned into the 122-114.
I did. Here and
the
there.
San Antonio Spurs.
What did you see, and
what were you flipping between?
Well, I'm just going to say this. I saw they were up kind of big. I don't want to say big, but for the Wolves playing the Spurs, they were up a pretty healthy lead against Spurs. And it was one of those deals where it's like you just kind of felt, you knew the Spurs weren't going to go down like that. You knew the Spurs were kind of saving a lot of their gas for the third and fourth quarter. And certainly enough, that's what happened. Now, I'm more worried as a Timberwolves fan, why do they continue to have these late or second half kind of collapses over and over again? How is it not something that's fixable or coachable? And if so, why aren't they doing it?
Couldn't tell you the answer.
What's
We've been trying to figure it out all year.
This is what we know. Like, the players go away from the scheme in crunch time. Okay. Like, they get nervous.
Wouldn't
and then
you get, like, in trouble for that?
Tibbs yells at them.
Yeah, you get. It's like, you know.
And is it all of them?
It's like when you were 14, 15, and you took the car out at night. You put it in neutral. You rolled it out of the driveway far enough away to start it, so your parents don't hear, and then they catch you.
Right,
you're still gonna live there.
Except they had a Prius, so that was moot.
Okay, maybe it's a bad analogy. Whatever.
No, but
they don't play Shelby Cobra.
They don't play consistently for 48 minutes.
Okay. Well, and some of these young, like the Levines, Wiggins, Towns, all think they can win the game on their own, and very rarely does one of them take off and take over the game and win it.
Hero ball has been discussed.
On the offense and defense.
Yeah, offensively and defensively.
Tibbs gets so mad.
I got to look at a team like the Wolves and the Spurs and say that is one of the biggest contradicting factors between those two teams. Is that the Spurs, from what I know, not only well-coached, but they're just so fundamentally sound. And they're not like an individual type of team. Like, they're all team first.
No, it's fluid.
Team first, right? It's not about one guy, you know.
It's very Patriots-esque.
Yeah, I was going to say, for those listening going, who the hell is this guy who doesn't know anything about the NBA?
Well, and if you don't play into that system, you're probably not going to play there. Am I right? I mean, that's
exactly.
One of the biggest. And what you're describing to me as far as the Wolves and the collapse that you can consistently see, it sounds like one or two guys trying to take the whole game plan over, which just doesn't work. So is that just a young thing, like we're young, or is that coaching?
Yeah, no. What
establishing what the ground rules are going to be if you want to be a Timberwolves.
What Thibodeau has said this year is the game changes in the fourth quarter, especially during crunch time. I mean, it buckles down, tightens up, defense becomes a lot harder to play, and you know opposing defenses become a lot harder to score against. What I've said previously is over the last few years, Flip Saunders and Sam Mitchell have essentially just rolled the balls out and said, go crazy. the Wolves don't have playoff experience, big game experience that they can harken back to in close game situations now. And so they're learning to play with the intensity that they need to play with in some of these close games. And they're, you know, oftentimes not winning, but they're seeing what it takes to win more often than not, because the other team is giving it to them rather than them giving it to the other team. So, I mean, it's a process. You hit it on the head, though. It's the Spurs or the Patriots.
Right.
They just, you know, pick whoever up in the second round, late first round. It doesn't matter who they draft.
Or
they
draft an international guy who's not going to show up for 4 years.
Well, they actually get their guys to show up relatively quick.
Where are we at in the season? Are we halfway?
Halfway.
We did our halfway pod yesterday.
Where's the All-Star game?
New Orleans?
Yeah. I want to say New Orleans, yeah.
But when is it? Right now? No, I'm saying in a week or like within
a week? It's a little, it's not the halfway mark. It's a little bit after.
They should always have the All-Star game in Vegas.
Not a bad idea.
I feel
actually.
Like the Players Union should always push for that.
Except there may be a team in Vegas.
All right.
I don't think Adam Silver wants to do
that. It's Sunday, February 19th.
Yeah, it's always
and it's in New Orleans.
Like between a month
yeah, it's always a little bit after the halfway point of the season.
So from what I know, surface fan, NBA, if you got two or even three studs, right, like a LeBron or a Curry, you have a chance of
like
winning
that.
Every night, right?
Sure.
I know Karl Towns is already shaping in to be one of the best players in the league if he's not already. Where is Andrew Wiggins at with his development and being
Luke, you've commandeered my pod, bro.
Let him do it. Let him do it.
What? I didn't hear him.
Commandeered it.
What?
You've commandeered my pod, bro.
That means...
Took it over. He stole his car.
Took it over, bro.
Am I too good?
You're too good, bro.
Get me out.
Answer his question.
No,
let's go. Where's
I saw a stuff. Okay.
Who is the most? What's your Twitter name?
Who is?
Does anybody know who this is?
Here's a note on Wiggins, surface fan.
Sorry, I ask good questions.
Who is the notoriously worst shooter on the Timberwolves team?
I don't.
Ricky. Rubio.
Come on, dude. Ricky Rubio.
I don't know.
Who has the same true shooting percentage as Ricky Rubio?
Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Damn.
So that's even when... Did his shot drop off that much? Because it was great in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, the three-point shot has not fallen for him as well, and the free throws have really dropped for him.
So the free throws is weird.
I don't think the three-point shot is necessarily surprising based on...
His whole body of work. Yeah, but he revamped it in the offseason. That was the big storyline. Yeah,
but he struggled. I mean, he struggled. That's it.
And Wiggins was supposed to come in the league with a lot of defense, and that's actually what Towns' biggest weakness, I think, is right now, right? His defense. But Wiggins' defense is not improving.
Somebody said the Wolves' D kind of sucks because they're young. Is that like a stereotype because they're young?
They're learning a new scheme. And
is defense a lot of just effort?
Well, it's understanding where to be, though. You know what I mean? Like, what the team concept.
Yeah, the team concept, effort, willingness.
Who's the worst of the starting five and maybe a six rotation? Who's the worst defender?
Is it Levine?
It's never just one player's fault, but I think more often than not.
Maybe one or two.
When Thibodeau's talking about going rogue and leaving your defensive assignment, he's talking about Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But Towns basically went from being mentored by KG to thinking KG basically told him take it from here, right? And he goes, well,
so
I got
he thought
this.
He was KG,
right? No, I mean he's sophomore slumping a little bit, and I think he's starting to realize maybe that
the Wolves were one of the best teams statistically in terms of points given up per 100 possessions last year with KG on the court. So when you have KG on the court barking around telling Karl Anthony Towns where to go and what to do, and Tayshaun Prince was on the floor too, and he's no slouch himself. I mean, you say what you will about his offensive game lately.
Yeah, he's good defensively.
Long, you know, good defensive player. They've essentially replaced Tayshaun Prince with Zach LaVine, who has never been known for his defense, although he is not a great liability because of his length. And Gorgui Dieng he's somewhat of a versatile defender, but he's no Kevin Garnett, so that explains the drop.
I think Dieng understands the concept. I think he's just
He's physically overmatched by some of the bigger fives, and he can't get out and defend the three-point line against some of the more athletic fours, a la Ryan Anderson, even though the Wolves beat the Rockets because Ryan Anderson missed his first eight
all right,
3-point
so
shot.
You're saying Towns is a sophomore slump, but that's tough for me because every time I look at the box score, it looks like he's got 28, 30, 31 points.
Yeah, but that doesn't say defense.
So you're talking about just defense.
Defense matters.
So yeah. You're saying sophomore slump and defense.
So
that's the worst thing for Towns this year.
Oh, I know. It's a sophomore slump by his standard. That should be a qualifier, a big qualifier. The other thing, too, is he will have, like, stupid stat lines, like 40-plus points.
In a loss.
15-point, exactly. That's the thing, is, like, he'll take over a game, but literally this team wins when, in general, when they have the three guys score 20 or more points. Mm-hmm. When one guy goes out of his way to take over, with the exception of Wiggins, I believe they won one game with LaVine out, and he scored 47 points. In general, no matter who it is, one of these guys will go off, and they'll still lose. And I think they got to figure out, it doesn't matter how good one individual is, the whole team has to play.
Is there any concern that Towns is going to go all Kevin Love on the bit?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't.
None whatsoever.
But you know why, though? I think that's a team construction thing. Kevin Love didn't like the plan, and that was a very fair comment way back when. There was no plan. Now you understand the plan. He has two good stars around him, and hopefully the Chris Dunns, Jangs, those guys, Bielitsas build around him.
Towns has said something to the effect of, I'm going to be a Timberwolf for my entire career.
Nice.
Yeah. So they got that going for him.
Which is
but,
nice.
But does that make
Which
sense? The team nice. Team around him is 10 times better than whatever Love had.
Who'd you wager being on the Wolves long term besides Towns? So LaVine or Wiggins?
That's actually really good, the redundancy.
It's a fair question because whether or not the two are redundant is in...
I think Tibbs is figuring out right now if they can coexist.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a very good question.
Could you get full value, do you think, for... Because those are young budding stars, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're taking a big step back before you move forward getting rid of one of those guys, if I'm not mistaken. What would even... value like a top 10 pick? I don't know.
It could probably land
I'm sure it could be anything,
draft picks, but why do
you're
you need,
starting?
Why
over.
Do you need draft
right.
picks?
You're right. So you're taking a big step back. You'd need a player that's pro ready, right? That's contributing in a big way.
You would trade for a big guy. I think that's what you do.
Yeah.
Bekovic.
I'm gonna get us back on track because it was reported yesterday. Adrian Wojnarowski,
yes.
Yahoo Sports. Woj. The God, the basketball whisperer, the know-all, needs no introduction, reports that, I'm just going to read it verbatim, the Minnesota Timberwolves are actively shopping point guard Ricky Rubio and trade proposals, league sources told The Vertical. Mm. The Timberwolves have attached Rubio to multiple offers with Shabazz Muhammad to several teams around the NBA, seeking something of a quote-unquote bridge guard in return, a player capable of starting in the short term, but who will ultimately settle into a backup role and give way to rookie Chris Dunn to become the long-term starter. So there you go. If they're going to shop anybody in a trade, it's going to be
Rubio and Muhammad.
Until Jang's contract kicks in next year, Rubio is the highest-paid player on the roster. He's the longest tenured Wolf on the roster.
It's not a bad contract. It should be mentioned that.
It's a very tradable contract. I just don't know. I mean, it's Woj, so I want to say, yeah, it's true.
Now,
but
this may be a dumb question, but...
They're all, yes.
Is it true that we could have drafted Steph Curry...
Oh, God.
...over Ricky
Rubio, Is Jerry on the show?
What's going on, man?
Gosh, the inside jokes that people just don't understand.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, that could
Why would they do that?
I'm not even going to dignify that with
Why would they do that, though?
I mean, are you done?
Listen.
Are you confident Chris Dunn's going to be... the starter.
The NBA trade deadline is February 23rd.
Right. So, but if you're making this trade, you're very confident that Chris Dunn's the starter in the long term, right?
Eventually, yeah.
And you've seen enough from him? Like, I'm a Chris Dunn guy, but his shot's sketchy.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to
I'm asking
me
Zach Bennett.
With a Tom Thibodeau suit on?
I'm asking Zach Bennett with Tibbs in mind, with his philosophy in mind.
I
think he's a great fit for Tibbs' system if it works, or if he can shoot.
I think before you trade Rubio, you see what he can do off the bench.
I know.
And it's because we're playing NBA 2K right now,
yeah.
I don't feel bad saying that. Good luck telling Rubio that.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, Zach LaVine learned a lot about the point guard position when he was thrust into the starting role
right.
after Ricky Rubio got hurt.
What is the starting five next year?
I don't know.
If I had to take a guess.
Yeah, I mean, give me a guess. Obviously, nobody knows.
No, I mean, I think, I mean, it, I, in my mind, it's Chris Dunn.
It's supposed to be a very micro. And you're just over there tongue in cheek.
I mean, but it is.
Hope you enjoyed your last time coming on the Lockdown Wolf podcast.
I'm too good.
Spinman.
No, but I mean, it is relevant to the trade. Because if they do trade Rubio and Muhammad, I would assume the starting five is Dunn, Wiggins, Levine, Jang Towns.
Well, remember when.
Right. I mean,
remember when the report from the same journalist was
sure.
Thibodeau doesn't believe Chris Dunn will be ready until the 20 game mark of the regular season. Well, that came.
But But he played him more after 20 games, right? That's when his minutes started increasing. That's kind of true.
I don't think it lines up like that.
Okay.
I don't think if you pull up the splits, it just so happens that Dunn started to play more 20 minutes or 20 games into the season. I
think he trusts Dunn more. I mean, Dunn still has shortcomings. I think that's why he's not starting.
Sure, but
listen.
I don't know what to make of all these. Rubio has been playing some of his best ball of the season lately. Let me see what his stat line was last night. He 21 points, 13 to 14.
His Achilles heel has always been what? Shooting?
Shooting.
Even though he's
just as good of a shooter as Andrew Wiggins.
I've always thought that from the outside. I don't watch every game, but I've always thought that he's helping the team more than he's ever hurting it, in my opinion.
Correct.
I think he's a
he makes the players around him better.
Absolutely. I think he's a key piece in helping guys like Levine and Towns and Wiggins. When this comes up every year, it seems like it comes up. They could be shopping him. I kind of roll my eyes. I hope they don't.
I'm with you.
I hope they just keep developing. He's got to be 24?
He's 26, 25? Right?
Oh, he's getting up.
He's 26. He's turning 26. Seven in October.
I would describe it a little bit like a good interior defensive lineman who doesn't get sacks.
Chews up the blocks.
Right. Chews up the blocks and makes the other players around him a little bit better. That's the best football analogy I can think of, but
I have no idea what that means.
Hey, I'm just trying to help the football fans out there. But,
no, that makes sense. But he's not a big stat guy, but makes everybody around him a lot better.
I mean, but the fact that he can't shoot hurts in Tibbs' system because
He's that bad at shooting?
Does he not practice reliably?
Statistically, in terms of percentages, yeah, he's not a great shooter.
Even
if he takes the right shots, which is a good thing.
He takes high percentage shots. He's not flailing up half court jumpers like Tom at Lifetime yesterday.
When the ball finds him and he's open, he shoots it. Defenses are willing to live with that, but that's what he does. And sometimes players won't do that. They'll try to make the extra pass or continue to go on in ways that would hurt the team. But
what was his comp coming out? Because I've heard if he was a good shooter, he'd be like Steve Nash. Is that right?
Maybe. It's
Pistol
dynamic
Pistol was the comparison.
Pete? Still got my poster of him. Right above my bed.
But yeah, you're not, if you're Tibbs right now, you're not dealing Rubio. Do you think before the
I don't think they deal him. I don't think they do. I don't know what they're.
I mean, he's probably calling all the offers just because you have a month to decide.
It's hard to get a read on who the lead.
I mean that even without a source, you could kind of put this together, right?
You tell me. I can't. I know nothing. Is it Muhammad's agent? Is it Rubio's agent? I don't know.
No, aren't you in the locker room, man?
Yeah, man. But I'm not plugged into the agents and stuff.
What if Zach's the source?
I can't wait to re-record this after you guys leave.
This is gold, man. I should be charging you.
No,
there he is.
But on this,
Ricky,
do you have basketball takes? Because they've got to be better than Luke's.
Oh, he's bitter.
They're obviously better than Luke.
He's bitter, man.
Hey,
I'm running the show, dude.
A reef.
Yeah,
retitle this
thing. That is fact. He is running my podcast,
dude.
What's going on?
We're talking about that report you retweeted yesterday. The Wojnarowski
trade.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? What's your take?
Obviously, don't trade him.
Yes, it's Arif Hasan. Bring in stats.
Arif Hasan, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Lockdown Wolves podcast.
Thank you.
Because Ricky Rubio on Tuesdays after a road game has 9.6525 efficiency.
Dave Benz.
Actual stat, third best defensive point guard in the league this year so far. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. We also said makes the other
Nobody
players better.
Nobody defends.
That would make his value even higher, actually, because it expands the difference between third and not third. So, you know, up there.
No, but if he's third among the turds, that's different than, third among the diamonds. Like, the third shiniest diamonds or the third stinky turd.
He's valuable. Arif's right. I don't think they trade him. There's no way within the next month.
No.
I mean, Chris Dunn's just not ready. You're not going to get value for him anyways.
Every year this happens, doesn't it?
Is Chris Dunn any, like, has he shown anything? Is he good or anything?
From what I've seen, he looks like he can be a really, really good defender. He does not really understand the offense. It doesn't shoot well, and that's not a good combination.
He's a little older coming out.
22.
I can't even look at you anymore.
Yeah, you feel guilty.
I know, I'm too good. I'll tone it down, dude. I'm too good.
Beers are on Luke tonight.
All right, too good, man. Winner buys? I get it. All right.
Jeepers.
Okay.
The Sacramento Kings have had a strong interest in acquiring Rubio, but there's no traction on a deal between those two teams, league sources said.
Trade him for Boogie.
Rondo?
Rondo plays for Chicago.
Check your sources, bro. Your sources.
I mean, seriously, who do you trade for on
Sacramento? Package deal of Corliss Williamson and Bobby Jackson. and Vladdy.
Somebody...
I'm officially permanently coming on the show every single day from here on out.
I just lost 500 listeners.
You only had 4 before I got here.
Chill. I want somebody, 100. Luke, this is your homework for next week.
Okay.
And I know it's a daily podcast, but your next appearance is next week. What is this? I need you to compile a list of bridge guards.
Who does Sacramento have that's a bridge guard?
Darren Collison.
I'm on it.
Yeah. Is that really what you want for Rubio?
You don't want those problems.
Goran Dragic sounds like a guy who guard a bridge. And a troll.
His name actually has been mentioned. I know Doogie Wolfson has put his name out there, but I don't know how willing Miami is to part with him and what it would take to get him. I really like Goran Dragic, former Phoenix Sun. Scored 24 consecutive points in the fourth quarter of a playoff game to help the Suns defeat the Spurs in a playoff sweep.
I mean, he's 30. Wow. I mean, I'm assuming they're looking for a veteran, right? Some sort of veteran presence.
He is a veteran.
Yeah.
Yes. A big proprietor of the Big Balls Dance, Goran Dragic.
I'm a huge fan of the Big Balls Dance.
Onions! No, it's the Big Balls Dance. But he did that in a tournament over at Eurobasket a couple years ago, so that's fun. Any other bridge guards that you can think of? I think... Collison counts as a bridge guard. He could be. He's not one that I would want taking the place of Ricky Rubio, but...
I mean, couldn't you get more if you just wait until the offseason to trade the Wolves pick, Shabazz, and Rubio?
I'm not, as like a Wolves fan, are you ready to part ways with Ricky Rubio? You might be. You might know that you might know that his time is up, but emotionally, can you?
I just ordered his jersey.
Can you?
That's horrible.
That's why it was so cheap.
That's horrible timing. The stitching's not even that great.
Well, except when Rubio came, it was like a rock star coming. It was like when Manziel landed in Cleveland. Like, this guy's going to revolutionize.
No, he looked like a Beatle, like the way his hair was. Yeah.
Yeah, Pete Best, the one that kicked out.
He had the Zach Bennett emo hair look.
Pete GTFO.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of all of it. And frankly.
All right. Percentage chance he gets traded. 50-50? No.
20.
What?
20%, you think?
Which is still high, yeah.
I like that.
But if they do trade him, it sends a serious flag up that says, hey, we're not trying to make the playoffs this year.
Are they even close?
My belief is that they should go for it. So Portland's 18-24 with the last seed, and then there's 7 really good teams ahead of them.
Got it.
The Wolves have won 14 games, right?
That's right. We looked at that actually. So it's
14-28.
Denver is the 8th seed.
Okay.
At 17
But the Wolves are chasing or with like 6
they're with
other
it.
Teams, though, right?
The Wolves
it's not like AD.
It is basically there's 7 like good teams and 8 bad teams that are all clumped together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I think they should make the 8 seed and try to get in the playoffs.
The Wolves are 4 games back of Denver at the 8 seed.
But there's also
4 teams back.
There you go. Okay.
Well, this has been fun.
Thanks for having me.
I enjoyed it, Zach. I don't know if you did.
I loved it.
Oh, it's made my job easy, I suppose.
Goran Dragic.
I like if Reef comes in and just, don't trade Rubio, throws the stat down and leaves.
You could have literally analytics. Dropped this.
What did you do to your chair, by the way?
The armrest was way too low. Is it the very bottom?
Gotcha. I thought you were trying to fix it, and I was like, don't.
All right, man, when's the next one?
For Luke Inman, Andy Carlson, Arif Hassan, Tom Schreier. My name is Zachary Bennett. This has been the Locked On Wolves podcast. So long.
That's good radio.
are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.